shifting through the gears here.
Oh, God. What's going on, guys? Welcome back to Shift the Gears. I'm Keo.
And I'm Adam.
So, quick update for you guys. Michael actually, sad note, Michael stepped back from being a co-host for the time being. He's got some stuff to deal with. And for now, we're actually having Adam step in as a fill-in co-host when he's free.
Yep.
So, cheers to Adam for that.
Yeah, thank you. I'll cheers that.
Mike, best wishes. Hope everything's going good. It's been... What's it been, like a month and a half?
Oh, it's been a long time. I mean, since I've been on here, I don't know. I could probably look, but...
That was the last time we recorded.
It feels like an eternity. So much has happened.
It really does. Like, this was my, like, weekend highlight of, all right, I can wake up, clean, record, go do fun stuff.
Yeah, no, I was really looking forward to it as well. And I was listening to our previous one on the way over just to get in the mindset. And I listened to myself say, like, oh, like, the cage isn't in yet. I was like, oh, my gosh, so much has happened.
Oh, you're thinking to yourself, Adam, what you unknowledge person.
Really, like, what a fool. You're like, I'm going to have a turbo on.
Before a cage.
Yeah, before the cage is done. No.
Thank God it happened reverse.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Spoiler. My cage is like, done. Let's catch up with you real quick, dude. Like, what have you been up to, like, this? So... The season started, drifting events are occurring, car meets are going on. I've seen a lot of Snapchat and Instagram stories and Facebook stories about what's been going on, the event posts have been going, people have been posting photos of it. So how's it been going for you? What have you been up to since we've last recorded?
Yeah, so a lot has happened. I've done a couple events, which was needed because I made a couple of changes on the car based on what happened at those events. But then, you know, like, because I started driving, I stopped working on the car. So, because, I don't know, you know, truly why I do this is to drive. I like building cars and stuff, but really I like driving a lot more.
You like to see the result?
Yeah, and it's just more fun. You know, like, some people are totally down to just build cars and not drive them, which is awesome. That's not me, but...
Hell no.
Yeah,
to those who do, congrats. Like, call us, let us know, we'll come test drive your car.
Yeah, exactly. Build me a car so dinner. I can drive it.
Perfect. Some random dude's gonna hit us like, hey, come drive this. I don't want to drive it. I hate driving cars.
I'm in.
Down.
Yeah, so that, you know, that's been really good. I think I'm 4 driving days in already, which is awesome. Yeah,
no, is that 2 weekends? Or are you talking like... I know you did US Air.
Yeah, so that was the last thing that I did. I did like 2 Great Lakes Dragway test and tunes.
Okay.
And then in 1 weekend, I did a Friday test and tune at GLD, and then Sunday was US Air.
No shit. All right.
That was a crazy weekend. It was really expensive.
It
was...
Was it... Now, what made it expensive for you? Was it just because you went through extra gas or tires or...
Yeah, so it was...
Was it just getting back into the rhythm of... investing in the initial cost of stuff again?
No, like, it blew my mind, actually. So part of it was tires. So at GLD, on a skid pad day, I will go through about 50% of one set of tires on my stock motor Miata. So it'll be... I'll start with like 8:30 seconds. I'll go home at 4:30 seconds.
Now, do you buy all used tires, or are these all new tires?
Brand new tires. I found that the consistency that I get with a new tire is much better. Because like on a used tire, I've destroyed used tires in like 2 laps.
Okay.
Or they've lasted half a night. You know, it's a question mark when you go out on those. And it would really be unfortunate to have your night cut short because you got cheap used tires. And, like, new tires are, you know, you're spending money, but it's like 50,
Ow.
60.
Nice job. Sorry, guys. That was my knee against the table.
They're like 50 or 60 bucks a piece.
Okay.
So it's not, I mean, you're spending money, but, like, they're not $100, $200 tires.
Now, like, do you have different sets, like... I'm going to ask this because I'm a complete fucking rookie, and I just hear different podcasts and stories. Is there somebody there that has a mounting and balancing machine that can put them on? Or do most people bring multiple sets of tires in their car or their truck or their rig or their friend's van?
Both. So
okay.
I went with, and again, I'm going to go based on US Air because, again, GLD, like half a set of tires per event. In 2 sessions at US Air, so one day, I went through 8 tires.
Excuse, hold on.
My reaction, exactly.
Pardon my friend. Excuse the fuck out of me? 8 tires?
And I have 100 horsepower. And like, and it's not bad alignment because I adjusted my alignment.
Is it just the... Is it the tire compound that goes quick, or is it just, are you okay going through that investment to get used to the car again?
Yeah, it was the, like, the grip surface. There's a lot more grip. And then, like, I had Walmart tires at one point because we ran out of tires.
Sorry. Thank you.
Test.
No, we're good. I just, like, I'm trying to get used to having a headset on again because I haven't sat here in weeks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So.
Now, when do you get your tires? I know you mentioned before, like, did you change where you get your tires from, or is it just wherever the fuck the best deal is? Like,
a lot of the time it's the best deal. I was going through Amazon for a while. But I, like, TireStacks.com is made, it's a company made by, like, car enthusiasts, like drifters and stuff.
Hold on, you said TireStacks.com.
TireStacks.com. I'm not sponsored, but I'm giving them a plug.
So I'm going to look this up because, you know, yeah. I am a dude who has three vehicles and a bunch of other shit for no reason.
They sell a lot of, like drift-oriented or performance-oriented tires. And there was, like, $3 more than ordering from Amazon. So I was like, why am I ordering from Amazon? So I ordered a bunch of tires from them. But, yeah, 8 tires, 100 horsepower, at US Air. And it was worth it. We were at Walmart on the lunch break buying 4 tires because I ran out.
Wait, there's a Walmart up there?
Yeah, 2.1 miles away from the track. Thank God.
That's Wisconsin, right?
It is.
Of course there's a Walmart.
Thank God, because we, like, we did the morning session. I was with my boy Logan, and we did the morning session, and I looked at my tires, and I said, well, I have enough to get home.
Okay.
That's it. We can't do the afternoon
session.
Did
you trailer it, or did you drive your car up there?
So I used a tow dolly.
Okay.
The Jeep will tow. Excuse me. Gross.
Holy sh... All right. Can I...
Yeah, jump in.
So I just – let me throw this up here so you see what I'm looking at. Is I just checked out this TireStacks.com website. So I've got the page up. So what blew my mind is most time you go to a tire website, you don't get stuff like Pro, Pro-Am Drift, Grassroots Drift, HPDE, Autocross, Time Attack.
Yeah, man. This is
– Roll Racing, Daily Spirited Driving, All-Season High Performance, Winter, and Rally. You
this
only
is a
get,
company that is made by drifters
okay.
for the drifting community.
Okay, so this is pretty neat. Like, I like how they have it broken down. For me, I like the fact that I can look at my style currently would be autocross because that's about all I can afford. Really, I can afford a fucking arcade game, but that's not the point. But just the companies you guys offer I've never heard of Kenda.
Oh, see, that's the drift tire. So Kendas are supposedly I can't run them because I don't have enough power.
Who the hell makes NS2R? I've heard Nanking? Every
other... Oh, dude, Nankings are sweet.
Oh, Nankings? Oh, okay, so that's who they are. Yeah, I've heard of everybody else. I've just never heard of those guys, but that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Definitely check those guys out. That's really nice. And I'm definitely going to have to take a look at those later just for future reference of being neat, but...
Yeah.
Sorry,
so,
go ahead.
No, that's all right. It was just... So, like, the tire expense was really high, which I wasn't totally prepared for because I didn't think that, like, I would go through 8 tires in one day.
Who the fuck would?
Yeah, it's a scary prospect for like a 2-day
especially
event.
What first event out
first time at US Air ever
how no
never
okay,
even got
go
promised.
I'll ask that later, go ahead.
But yeah, and then so but also the expense, so like that weekend I towed to GLD, then I towed back, and then Saturday I towed up to Logan's place, and then we towed out. So it was like I spent a lot of money on gas, you know, because you're driving with the Jeep and you're towing the Miata. Tires.
Now, do you own the dolly or do you just rent the dolly?
It was a U-Haul rental.
Would you invest into a dolly?
Yeah, oh, for sure.
After this expense?
Yeah, if I could.
Okay, cool.
If I had somewhere to store it is the main thing.
I have plenty in my garage right now.
Yeah, appreciate it, but the logistics I think would be crazy. But anyway, so
anyways, a lot of
towing, tires, and then you think like gas, tow, food, tires, gas for the race car. And all of us, a ticket, entry ticket.
Now, how much is that? Did you do the year pass or did you just do the one-time entry fee?
So for GLD, I have a season pass.
Okay, cool.
And that was like $300, which is so worth
it. So it was an expensive initial weekend. Do you think for every visit to GLD, it's going to be much more tolerable because you're not going to spend $500 every weekend?
It was more than that.
Well, I'm saying like for, we'll say to get there and be there.
Oh, yeah. So to run GLD is like no problem because it's like $50 for a tow dolly. And then half a set of tires, and then like half a tank of gas.
Hold on. Keep going.
But to do US Air, is a lot more expensive. What I found out.
Where's U.S. Air?
That is Shawnee or Shawnee, Wisconsin, I think, depending
on the pronunciation. So they're both in Wisconsin. Isn't it one, like, near Borden, one's, like, middle of fucking Wisconsin?
It's, like, an hour for me to get to GLD, and it's, like, 4 hours from my place to Shawnee.
All right, real quick. For those who think I sound like a moron, I have been to, like, 6 places in Wisconsin, and if it doesn't spot a cow, I don't go there.
I mean,
I've been to Elkhart,
drink
Milwaukee.
Still, it would be awesome for Spotted Cow.
And wherever the fuck Mount Olympus is. And outside of that, I was not going to lie, I was half intoxicated the entire way back because I didn't drive, and I got told by the driver to get half intoxicated. So
awesome.
She terrified me. I've known her for 20 years. Like, well, 18 years, 20 years. Yeah, well, Jesus Christ, 21 years. When she tell you're going to get half intoxicated because you need a break, fine, whatever. Like, not going to argue. But that's cool. Like, so, yeah, well, I'm terrified to go on a weekend with you.
Oh, but it was, like, the best. It was the best day of driving I've ever personally had, like, as far as my actual driving. And it was probably the most fun I've ever had at an event. It was, like, the cost was so worth it. Yeah. No, looking at tow dollies and stuff, but there's a whole science behind this. I've been down this route.
No, we'll have to talk about that later. I was curious. But that's pretty neat. So a weekend cost every weekend is going to cost you fuel, food, dolly, $350.
I mean, maybe not even that much, honestly. A U.S. Air, yeah.
Well, I'm thinking round trip, deposit fees. You guys want to stop at somewhere, like, we'll say $250.
I mean, the GLD stuff, I can probably pull off for like $100.
Okay. Now, what's your? Sorry, go ahead. I just have random questions. I'm just gonna ask.
Yeah.
What is your so far between GLD and US Air? What is your most favorite track? What would you consider your home track? And what would be a more beginner friendly location? Or are they both good for friendly?
So I think GLD. I mean, I've been driving GLD for 2 years now. This is my third year, and like that, it's really that's the best. I drove GLD for 2 years. Which set me up to do well at US Air.
Okay.
I would be terrified to do US Air as like my first event because it's a kart track and there's no runoff. I mean, you're like, if you miss your entry point, you're in the grass. Whereas the GLD, it's a skid pad. So if you miss your entry, you just like hit a cone, you know? So it's.
Holy cow.
Are you looking up US Air?
So do you guys run the whole track or do you run a random portion of that track on the level of experience?
A little bit of all of that. So pending on who's hosting the event, we went with Club FR. They have
front engine reward. Okay.
Yeah, so they do like a skid pad right in the parking lot, which is like two barrels, and then you do that first. You have to do it if it's your first time.
So is that parking lot by the one that's got the lot of rubber on it?
Probably.
I'm looking at, like, let me share this. I've never been to US Air. For those of you who have been, I was looking over here.
Yeah, that's the parking lot.
Okay, cool.
So you do like a skid pad right there, and you just like show that you can do donuts around barrels and that you're not spinning out and stuff. And then, yeah, exactly. So it's like you've never been or something, or you're not super confident. You do that, and then they clear you to run intermediate. And when you run intermediate, there's not a lot of elevation change, but there is some. And the course is not as fast. It's like slower, not as technical. So once you drive intermediate and then you feel comfortable, and then the staff approves you, you go try advance. And advance is what they call the roller coaster of love. That's like the name for it.
Was that the like fucked up figure eight looking thing?
I don't know if it's figure eight totally, but
this thing. I'm great fucking podcast here by the way. This thing.
No.
Okay. I just saw it. And it looked like it was its own standalone thing. Yeah, I didn't know like.
I don't know what that spot is, but you like when you stand at the lowest point of advanced, you're almost looking up at the next part of the road.
Okay, I kind of see where
it's pretty intense getting on there because I was like, I've never been here, and then I got cleared for advanced, which is like my goal for the whole day. And I like got on advanced, and I like asked the guy before I got on. I was like, hey, I've like never been, like, what should I do? You know, he's like, drive it a couple of times, don't even drift it, just like get out there and drive the course so you understand and like see where everything is, because there's parts where you like go over a crest and you cannot see the road.
It's completely blind. It's a blind fall.
Yeah, it's a blind hill, and you just have to know, like, I have to put my car here in order to be in the right spot.
So it's a lot of track. Is this why, at least for the few people I know that drift, is this why a lot of guys prefer a certain location? Because they can go up, and even if it's for the drive, they can memorize that course because they get more runs or whatever.
I mean,
for something like this where you're not in a skid pad or on a circle track that has, I'll call it the Daytona or Chicagoland effect, or Daytona effect, where you can run most of an oval, but you do a lot of for circuit racing, you do the most of the oval, but you do a lot of infield. Like, is that why a lot of guys do that? Because what's the one Ross was at this race was at this weekend that, or was it last weekend, that had the multicolored wall? Like, he was getting inches from the wall.
I'm not sure. I didn't see where he was at.
They hit a lot of events. But anyways, like, is that...
I mean, I think it's just, like, what's available to, you know? So, like, a lot of the Midwest guys go to US Air because it's, like, the best track, I think, closest.
I mean, it looks like I'd have a ride out there in any car, even if it's a kart track. I think I could have fun on any car out there.
It is... I mean, the experience was unmatched for what I've done.
And
I've,
it's like, a mate, like...
I've, like, driven Gingerman for, like, track race, or for HPDE, and I've done Autobahn.
Still want to drive that track, I don't care.
No, they're really sick, but, like, this was so different, and it was just unreal. It's was, cool, because, like, people from Japan come and drive US Air. People from California come to drive US Air.
So it's the hidden known gem?
Yeah, it's, like, it's one of those tracks that, like...
A hidden big, unknown, like, known but unknown?
It's pretty known, I think, especially in the drifting community, but like they host some really big events like Final Bouts there. So like people come to this, to the middle of Wisconsin, you know, for this track.
Like it looks like they have an, it looks like a really neat setup. I really want to go. Hopefully I can make it one weekend if work ever slows down.
Yeah, no, it was worth it. It was, fuck, again,
that looks so badass.
It was expensive, but it was so worth it. And like the satisfaction, and like with the Miata, I couldn't fully link advanced. I had to manji the spot up by the wall.
Okay, more on here. What's manji mean? Is that when you flick right to flick left or whatever to connect?
So it's like I don't have enough power, or either that I didn't have enough power, or like I didn't set up perfectly to come up there and do it all in one slide, like one transition. Okay. So if I had tried it in one slide, it would have come up short. So I went back the other way and then reinitiated.
Okay, so you had to double throw the car, essentially? Okay.
Yeah, it's like two throws. But even
I know
with that,
dick shit about, just so people who listen, I know dick shit about drifting other than it seems like a riot. I'm going to wreck a car at least once, and I'm going to go through a lot of fucking tires.
And like everything that I do right now is drifting. So
yeah.
So it's, you know.
Everything I do is, well, work and stare at a sim rig and car that in the garage.
Yeah.
I want to cry right now.
No, make it out, man.
No, it seems fun.
It was sick. I had a moment where I like got very, very close to the advanced wall. And, like I got close enough that I had like a little bit of a moment where I braced for impact. And it was cool. And
would that be here in this
You see where all those cars were lined up?
Oh, right here.
See the wall?
I called it the home straight.
Okay, so yeah, so I got very, very close to that wall, and it was a moment where I was like, ooh.
Can you tell my circuit guy of like, home straight?
Yeah, he's not entering power. The home straight now. Yeah.
That looks like a fucking pissed off octopus.
It was an experience, man. It was...
I'm glad you got to go. That's really cool. It looks like they can do a lot of different configurations for this that can suit a variety of driver levels. Variety of levels of skill.
Yeah, and like...
And enjoyment.
What kind of event is going on? Is it, you know, do you have a couple of drivers doing a huge course? Do you have... It's all up to them, I think, but it was really cool. I will be going back. Logan and I are, fingers crossed, we have the day that the tickets go on sale, like, saved in our phones so we can get for the June 19th event.
You already have it set, like, yeah. Timer.
Yep, on a timer. I'm just, like, my boss, 59,
like, sitting there like, come on.
I think it's, like, 9 in the morning. I'm like, sorry, Ed, I will be on the computer at 9 a.m.
You know what I call that? I call it the eBay auction.
it's what it feels like, or, like, when concert tickets drop. Literally, we gotta get these tickets, and then they're doing a competition.
Yeah, what's this about?
So they call it, it's called Hyperfest, and
all right, I'm already confused, but go ahead.
Yeah, that's what the competition series is called. I'm pretty confident. You can check me on, but and it's like eight people on a weekend get chosen, or like you ask to do it and you get approved, and then you get to drive the competition. It's four head-to-head, you know, battles or whatever. And I want to do it. So we're going to give it a shot and see if we can pull off like a win or two in the Miata. But I knew that, like, because my turbo's not on yet, because I bit off too much this off season. So I was like, well, I need more power. Like, because I feel like with my driving skills, I definitely can compete. I don't know if I can win, but, like, I'm not going to get just dusted, I feel like. So I, like, ordered nitrous so that we can boost up the horsepower a little bit, even if it's, like, a 25 or a 35 shot.
Just for that car is massive. That's a 25% to 30% increase literally in horsepower. Like, holy.
Right, and I think that it'll make a huge difference. Cause
you've got Joe Schmoes listening to us going, dude, I have a – hold on.
Train.
Thanks, BNSF. You want to sponsor this too?
Chris, can you give us the hookup? Just kidding.
I wish. Okay. No, really. Go ahead.
But yeah, like, you know, 25 horsepower on Miata is like huge, and I think that that can give me just enough boost to like do better, because I was chasing people on intermediate course, and like they couldn't – most of them didn't lose me, but I couldn't like – pull up on them until like the last corner when I could dive in.
So okay, that's got you couldn't, you had to chase them, but they couldn't run away.
Yeah, like I was chasing a 350Z and he was, I found him on Instagram, but
which
like,
they have three times the horsepower. Yes, I know they weigh 1.5 times your weight.
We did the math, they have a better power to weight ratio.
Oh yeah, well I figured you weigh what 2300 pounds at 100 horsepower weight, they have 300, we'll say, on average.
Yeah.
At 3,500 pounds.
Yeah.
They still outweigh you.
Outweigh, every time. You know, they have more power, but like.
I mean, they out-ratio you.
Yeah. And he was doing like really well. He had a great consistent line. He was easy to follow because like I knew he wasn't going to spin, so I could commit fully behind him. But yeah, like most of the time he didn't run away.
That's awesome, dude.
Which was cool. There was this one. I went to school also because we have a bunch of videos.
Okay.
And I was chasing him and. Like, one of my initiations was just really, really good, and I initiated before he did. So if you watch it, it's like frame by frame. This is what I do on my spare time.
No, this is good. Like, for someone like me or maybe another guy who does drift, it's good because they might do the same thing. They might have something for you or learn something from this that you can provide.
Hey, I hope so. I'm always down to learn.
You're a fucking nerd.
Seriously, man. Like, anything that makes me a better driver. But I was watching it, and, like, my car was sideways before his was. So I had it timed really well, and like the line was good, everything was good, and I came like I was surging up on him, and I hit the brakes because I got scared. And you can see it in the video, and it just like it's a learning.
Do you
moment.
See like the momentum stop?
The left front locks up partially, and it's like if I hadn't, because the second that I hit the brakes, he got back on the gas and like pulled out. So if I hadn't hit the brakes, I would have been like in his door perfectly.
That would have looked gorgeous.
It would have been so good. Oh my God. Was like the initiation was really spicy, and then I messed it up. But it's a learning tool,
like,
right?
Well, at the same time, like for me, that's what I would do. I would even now, I could be one of the most skilled guys on the track. For me, looking at it as my mindset is that's my investment. Unless it's already unless I purchased already previously abused vehicle. Cosmetically, I will caution out at a point. I might not hit the brakes, but I might throttle out to get back in throttle. But you put so much work into that car that, I don't blame you at all. Like, you're like, oh, that's a car. Okay.
But it wasn't even like that. I think I just like chickened out for a sec because the car is going to get hit. Like that's,
oh no, no
that's
doubt.
The reality. But like, I just look at it and I'm like, man, if I hadn't, it would have been really, really good.
Would you say it's, I'll say start of season jitters, getting back into it, getting back into the feel of the car, or is that you get back in, you're ready to go?
At this point, I'm feeling really good because I had like the first two events maybe, I had some of that.
Okay.
But that weekend where it was like Friday at GLD and then Sunday US Air, I was...
You hit bullets. What, did you sleep in the parking lot?
I slept in my buddy's house. Drove back to Elmhurst and then like drove up to Logan's and we like crashed and then we left at 5 in the morning or whatever it was to make it to... US Air.
That's pretty ballsy. That's awesome, dude.
It was a sick weekend.
I'm super happy for you. Like, that's awesome. Like I said, I got to see a lot of Snapchats and the Facebook stories and whatnot. It looks like a riot. I really want to get out there someday.
Yeah, you got to.
I want to experience it, but I'm also terrified to experience it, because I know the second I do, I'm selling something or buying something, and I'm going to probably cry the next morning going, what did I do?
No, but see, that then you go to the track, and you're like, oh, yeah, this is what I did.
I just wish stuff was closer for me. Like, I wish we had something closer, like something like 66 did. They have enough facilities there that they could use a parking lot. Like, you've got enough stuff around here, but when you have an established drifting center, so to speak, in Wisconsin, it's there. But, you know, knowing you, having met you and some of the other guys, I feel like if I ever did, it'd be there. But so you had your first anyways, you had your first few events. What else have you been up to? Like, a lot's changed since then.
Yeah, I mean, we could do a little car stuff here. So, please. Rudd's finished the cage, and it is, like, it's so badass. It's, like, the door bar, the attention to detail.
Shout out, by the way, Rudd's. Thanks.
Seriously, the attention to detail that went into this cage is unreal. They told me that it took almost, it was like 40 plus, almost 50 hours of, like, labor time, and then, like, 60-something feet of, like, pipe that went into it.
So for those of you who don't know, that's a full fucking work week.
It was a day, so basically around...
That's an overtime work week.
Yeah, what they put into this, around the stuff that they're trying to do, you know, as a business, they put in, like, a full work week on my car, which was... And they got it back to me in 2 weeks. Just, it was nuts, man. So they really hooked it up, but, like...
That's a really fast turnaround, being, like...
And it's a full...
A small company, like, that's full, huge.
Yeah, full cage, it'll pass Formula Drift, Pro-Am specifications... Intrusion bars and everything, and like the door bars.
Does it have the NASCAR bar?
They're similar, so they're not as big as NASCAR bars, but it's the same idea. But they like kink out, and then they like dive in, and there's like a little extra so that I have more room. They maxed out the room, and I fit my door cards in. They had to get cut up, but like I have door cards in my car, and a full cage.
You actually have an interior?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I'll get to that in one sec. Very excited.
I mean, I consider door panels an interior, but
yeah.
That's awesome. Like,
no, it was really, really cool. So, like, the cage is in, did more work. So, like, my suspension has gone on. We went with Fortunato 500s with upgraded springs custom dampening. So, like, this is the nicest pair of coilovers I've ever had.
I mean, Fortunes are nice. I know a lot. This is going to open a debate between everybody, but I think something like BC and Fortune are nicer quality coilovers. You're spending money on those. So, that's awesome. Like,
I sold my sister my BMW to afford the coilovers.
Was it worth it?
Yep.
Okay, that's totally all that matters. That's all that matters.
Yep, she got a great car, and I got, like, really baller coilovers.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, so I put them on, like, whole car changed.
Okay.
Because I had on them rods, the eBay coilovers. I ran those, quick shout out, them rods, they were on my cars for 2 or 3 years.
I low-key might run those if I can't get my STI suspension.
Like, it was ridiculous. I ran them for a couple years. Now they're on our buddy's car.
They're getting fucking abused.
This is the best $200 that we've spent. It was ridiculous. But anyway, so we got really good coilovers, got the car set up. We've got the new wheels on.
Okay.
It looks awesome. The bodywork isn't done. That's this next 2 weekends. But yeah, like it drove so well, it blew me away. The difference between having the coilovers in the cage.
Those be the golden stainless, gold with a stainless lip.
Yeah.
That looks fucking awesome.
I was really excited, and they are reps.
I don't give a fuck.
I don't care. They were cheap. They look really good, and I got them painted gold.
You're drifting. You're gonna hit a wall.
I've already like messed one of them up a little bit. It's like,
whatever.
You know. But yeah, so the car is like feels transformed. We have most of the interior back in around the cage, so. We have, like, the driver's seat, the dash is in, got carpet and door cards. The carpet is – now, I didn't know this. I want to run Drift Indy Street League, which I think I said last time, but they require, like,
put an disclaimer interior. Here, I'm innocent.
Yeah, he had nothing to do with this. So I, like, searched Marketplace and found the only NB carpet that was for sale, like, locally. And I was like, hey, man, I don't need the back part. Can I just have the front? And he was like, sure. So I went over and I bought it. I put it in the car and was like, this is the wrong color. It's blue, not black. My interior is black. And I was like, whatever, I have it. It's going in. Go to start cutting it to put it in. And our buddy Ian is like, do you know what this is? I'm like, yeah, it's carpet. He goes, well, no, this is a 10th anniversary carpet. This is one of 5,000 released in the United States.
Right now I'm stone cold faced. Look right here.
And I didn't know. But I looked at it and I was like, whatever, it'll work because it looks pretty cool. It actually looks really cool with the black and the blue.
Okay.
I don't know. It looks really neat. But yeah, so we cut up a 10th anniversary carpet and put it in the Miata around the cage. But it's kind of cool because, like, that's a neat part to have in your drift car.
Even if it's a portion of the car, like, it's for me, it's cool to have it on. For those who love Miatas and know what that means, I apologize. Do not hate me for this. I had nothing to do with it.
Ian was, like, he didn't say he was pissed, upset. But he was kind of mad.
He was upset.
I can't believe you're doing this. Like, well, I mean, I have it. It's going in the car, so.
Now, why not do the entire carpet?
Oh, because, like, the back section wouldn't make sense. I don't know. Like, the stuff's cut up for the cage, and also I wanted to save the $50.
Okay. That's cool. That's all I needed.
You know, it's like, I really just need the front part, because Street League says that, like, the front seat's forward.
The driver cabin.
Yeah, that's what needs to be, like, street style. Behind that is whatever. And I was like, I'm not worried about it.
We could have a whole podcast about the differences between drifting.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what the f*** is going on?
Yeah, there's so much. But yeah, I think... So that was kind of, like, the car setup as it is. Like I said before, I wanted to have the turbo on. And at this point, I kind of ran out of time. Because we have the really big... Nice job. We have the really big event.
I missed the USB port by a quarter of an inch.
That's good.
I'm an
ass. He just spilled his beer. So we have the big May event, Humboldt Park Fest, and that's May, I think it's 21st through the 23rd. And so I want to make it a point to be there.
Did you say Humboldt Park?
Yeah.
Now what's going on there? I heard something about this, but what happens there? Cause that's close for me.
Oh, it's at,
well, I'd be able to make it.
It's at GLD.
Oh, yeah. So is it, but it's like, does it hump? Like what does that tie into? How does that tie into Humboldt Park? That's close.
I don't know. I just know that it's a big drag racing event and we're doing 3 days of drifting.
Oh,
so I took off Friday. Okay. So they open at noon on Friday. So I'm going to drift from like 12 to 10 and then all day Saturday, all day Sunday.
So would my bike helmet in the garage clear that? Do I actually have to borrow somebody? As long as I have a helmet for years as a passenger.
You would have to check. They updated their safety regulations for this year because our entry speed is a lot faster now. But I think it should be fine. DOT is approved.
I've got three different helmets, so I'll find one. I'm
sure one of them will work.
I'm sure we could find somebody at some event that goes, hey,
I mean,
can I borrow your helmet for 5 minutes?
I have an extra one.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, I can just bring that.
Now, when is this?
May 21st through the 23rd.
Are you kidding me? Hold on.
But, yeah, so, like, but anyway, so I have to be there for that. Because, you know, that's something that's, like, right down the road from Rudd's. I'm pretty sure they're going to be there. I want to be there with the car to show off their cage. And I just want to drive for 3 days. It sounds awesome. But then in between that... And then June 19th being the next US Air with the competition, I don't have enough time to put the turbo on because I have stuff going on.
I might be able to make that work, by the way.
Do it. Come out, man.
Anyway, sorry. Go ahead.
I'm super
amped to get out there one day just to watch you guys go out there and do this. It's awesome.
Yeah.
But I might have to do that.
I think
boss, I'm calling off of work.
But yeah, so like the turbo isn't going to go on yet. And then after June 19th, we'll kind of see. It may be that like we shut the car down for a month and like put it on and stuff. Cause like, I think that's one of the things that's holding me back right now is the lack of power. I'm sort of at the limit of what.
There's really no way you could reduce weight on that car. Cause as far as I've seen, you're about as light as you can get.
For the most part. Yeah. Like I can start cutting off brackets and stuff, but that's just not, to me, that's like wasting my time.
Well, I'll say without investing stupid money of carbon fiber trunk, carbon fiber hood that's going to save you 5 pounds a piece.
Yeah, and it's like a lot of the Miata stuff is already really light.
Take a dump before the race. You got the 5 pounds right there.
Literally.
Sorry.
But yeah, so like, we'll see after US Air in the 19th.
Okay.
But that's why I ordered the nitrous is to try to get a little bit more horsepower so that I can hopefully do better or the best that I can in the comp.
No, it fully makes sense. That's awesome. I'm super excited to see that. It's cool that you got the amount of stuff you've gotten done from watching your Instagram and your story. It's kind of insane. You literally went from a car that was in the garage to on a trailer to back at the garage with a fully finished cage.
Yeah.
So shout out to Rudd's. Like, I've never met you. I've seen your work a little bit. Hold on. And we're going to take a drink break here. I fucking hate these things. I don't know why I bought this place.
That one wasn't bad.
No, it really wasn't. Cool. Thanks. No, it's cool. Like, they did, from what I've seen. Dude, the cables and I'm not used to this again. From what they've done, it looks like they did a fantastic job. They had a really fast turnaround considering the amount of work they have.
Mm-hmm.
We know one of my buddies who's up there, I should say an associate of mine who's up there with the Subaru. So I'm excited to see what his does.
Yeah.
I'm getting done because he's doing his wiring from what I know.
No, I was up there picking up stickers and I saw his car and it was like, oh, this is badass. It's cool.
Like, I'm super ecstatic. Like, I'm excited to see what you do. I'm excited to see what he does. I'm excited to see the work they're doing. It's nice seeing a small company reach out and help the community. So.
Yeah. And I think on that too, like, you know, some of the packages as far as like cages and stuff go, because they're not just a fab shop. So they do like obviously.
Are they an overall performance shop and performance and fabrication? Yep. I should say correctly stated.
Yeah, so they do like fabrication is obviously a highlight because they make really high quality cages. Everything's custom. So they do that, but then also they're doing like parts installs. They can order parts if you need like. To purchase parts.
Would you say this is full service Joe Schmo to pro-esque service shops? Like, where if you're going in for a tire rotation, no oil change, like, and you know them, they can do it. Or are they going to be a little bit more like, you want to upgrade your brakes, you want to upgrade your...
Yeah, I think it's more...
So entry modification to full mod...
Yeah, it's more like how if you state that? Went in there and was like, hey, I want to get an oil change, that's not going to happen.
Okay.
You know, that's it's not the right place for that. Or if you said, hey, could you replace the front brakes on my, you know, Honda Fit? That they're probably going to say no, take that to somewhere else.
Like, this, we're not going to be able to fit you into our schedule.
Right, it's like the amount...
Not that they wouldn't appreciate the work.
Correct. It's like, this is...
Not their forte.
But the type of work that we do here isn't necessarily... brakes on your Honda Fit.
But say you went in like, hey, I want to GLTC my Honda Fit. I'm looking to upgrade my brakes. What would you recommend?
Exactly. Like, so, hey, if you want to like, oh, we're going to do, I don't know if they make big brake kits for Honda Fits, but like, we're going to do like a big brake kit, that would be something.
A Honda Accord is a big brake kit for that car. Okay.
Yeah.
A Honda Civic would be.
Yeah. So like, but that's something more up their alley. Okay. I could be wrong. Always check with them, you know, because I work
as far
with
as
them,
you witnessed.
But I don't work, you know. Yeah. So... But, like, you know, they had a lot of Type Rs, like the new Type Rs in there. So they've been doing all sorts of modifications on them. They have products for the Type R. But then, like, on the fab side.
Sorry for the wind, guys. It's just a little stuffy and it's beautiful outside, so we want to enjoy the weather.
Yeah. But on, like, the fab side, too, like, they have cage packages for. Okay. So if you, like, for example, if you wanted to get your Legacy caged up, you could do, like, what is it? A main hoop, or, like, harness bar, and then, like, the down bars.
So, to pop this in here for what I know there is harness bars, there's the main hoop, and there's a 4-point, an 8-point, and there's a 12-point, or a 10-point. I know there's different variety of cages based on what kind of style and event you need.
Yeah, and I'm not the one accessories. To ask, per se. I can give you, you know, mild basics, but they are the experts.
No, for sure, go ahead. Like, I just wanted to say, like, caging... For me, is an art.
Yeah.
Beyond me.
Especially custom stuff. You know what I mean? Because, like, how tight can you fit that bar up to the roof? Like, the...
How tight can I fit that bar to still allow my seat to fit in without compromising my safety?
Yeah, or, like, for me, like, I can take the hard top off. I haven't done it yet, but I really want to.
Please don't.
No, it's going to be so... Because it'd be so cool. But when I put the hard top on, like, it'd be challenging to fit a piece of paper in between the cage and the hard top.
So they maximize the spacing.
Which is really good for me because that's a small car. But, yeah, so like the basic thing.
And you're not that short of a guy.
No, like, I'm like 5'10", you know.
And he's not that short of a dude.
I'm also not very tall, so, you know, however you see that. But, yeah, so like their basic package, I think they said starts at like $1,000.
That's really reasonable.
And to me it is because it's like they're using real material, like DOM or chromoly steel, not like the cheap mild stuff, because that's like for show. And that's what they told me this. So I learned some stuff. That cheap stuff is why your pre-bent cages that you buy are so cheap, because it's not good quality material.
Now, to ask something again, I'm new to a lot of this motorsports and caging. do they have pre-bent higher quality cages available for something like Jegs that offer what you need, like a generalized pre-bent, this is what you should need based on your average vehicle, but offer that quality of the material you need for the cost obviously expected?
Yeah, probably.
Not that you've seen.
Yeah, I didn't search for it because, like, I had Ruds do mine, you know?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, so but I would assume so, but it will be at a higher price tag.
Okay,
cool. You know what I mean?
Well, it's always something good to know for people who want to get cages.
Yeah.
Or and like are debating between, is it worth the extra X amount of money for a cage for this event or for show? Or if I have a show car that I want to take out on the track, is it worth the balance up?
Yeah, and I think, too, like, they also said if you want door bars in there, it's a little bit extra. But, like,
when I hope so.
Yeah, right. When I look at it, too, is it's like, the reason I have a cage is because I want to go fast. I don't want to, like, compete at a high level. And it's like, if I use really cheap material and somebody hits me doing 65 miles an hour sideways,
that bends and snaps.
Right. It's like, where am I trusting my well-being? Is it in this $1,000 bolt or, like, you know, welding yourself, like, cheap cage that I bought?
Or my $1,500,
et cetera, whatever that might be. Yeah, am I spending a little bit more money to have somebody professionally put a cage in my car? I don't know. That's the way that I look at it.
No, that makes sense. For sure. I feel like it's similar to, yeah, a lot of things of you can buy a budget or you can spend the extra X amount of money more and save for a little bit more and get what is going to be better off for you overall.
Yeah. And, like, I don't know. Again, working with those guys, it was awesome. Like I said, the fast turnaround was nuts. Like, I expected the car to be gone for at least a month. And he's like, hey, it's going to be done on Monday. I'm like, holy smokes, really? You know, that was cool.
So if I can say, you've experienced this too. A lot of guys complain about, oh, I had to wait 3 weeks for this to get done. Hold on.
More trains.
Well, I want ice cream now. You know, a lot of people complain, oh, how come it's taking 3 weeks to get an answer? If you've, like, you have to understand the amount of reach out most performance companies are getting, whether fabrication or whatever, they have to wait for materials to come in. They have to wait for you to come in. They have to wait for their supplies to come in, for another customer to get out of the way to allow you to come in.
Yeah.
Like, things take time, so a two-week turnaround in a cage is ridiculous.
Yeah, it blew my mind. And something that
That's awesome.
Yeah, I was talking to DJ as well, and, you know, so they're really busy. So people who are maybe saying, like, hey, can you put up a cage in my car this week? It's like, well,
you can drop it off. I might get to it next week.
Exactly. And it's like, you know, so like, oh, my buddy's going to do it. It's like, okay, you know, that's
hey,
your decision.
But we'll bow to you. Like, thanks for reaching out.
Yeah. And, but again, I look back at this. It's like, well, is it worth it for me to wait an extra week or two and get a really quality product? And to me, it is. And then that's the way that I'm going with this build. Like, I've spent a lot of money on this build, but it's showing
because,
like, my car drives awesome. Which is just,
it looks gorgeous.
Thanks, man.
Well, it looks awesome.
And I'm excited too. This coming weekend, this weekend, not today,
would
but
be
next,
the ninth,
next weekend,
what, the 8th.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
I'm going up to my buddy Ian's place, and he is helping me do the over fenders in the rear to cover the massive dent.
Oh God, yes.
Thank God. It looks so bad, and it drives me nuts.
Take the green one with you. I'll go buy the flares and buy him whatever he needs.
Awesome.
No, that's cool. Like, the fact that you have friends that can do that is pretty neat.
Oh, and, man, yeah.
I feel like it's gonna balance out the car more.
Yeah.
At least from my eyes, it's going to appease it more because it's going to be a little bit more attention-grabbing. It's also going to balance the car out because the front ones are there and the back ones not being there are kind of bothering the shit out of me.
Yeah, because it like has a big flex up front and then it's like nothing in the back. it's like a mullet.
Oh, God.
Oh, no, that's the opposite. This is a reverse mullet.
Yeah.
Yeah, business.
Hey, you know, it's a bodybuilder.
This is party in front and nothing in the back.
Fair. I say that. Yeah. It's a bodybuilder who was all
arm day,
upper,
no leg day.
And no legs.
Yeah.
Which kind of fits your car pretty well.
Yeah, right. So, yeah, Ian's going to do me. He's helping me out a lot. We're going to get the overs on and kind of get that stuff figured out. And then the next weekend, we're wrapping it, which is, I'm very excited because after that, then the livery can go on. But, like, the car is going to look good because right now, like,
it looks good
cool
to me. Or is it just rougher in person?
It's rougher in person.
Okay.
And and that's just kind of the nature of what it is. Like, the side skirts aren't on right now. So once the overs are on, the side skirts are on, and then we wrap the car. So for that May 21st event, it should be looking very good. With hopefully with the nitrous on, like, this could be a really cool event.
You're looking to put some serious effort in here. Like,
yeah.
I know for some guys, like, oh, it's just a wrap and this and that and nitrous. Like, no, that's – for some people, that's a lot. And other people, that's nothing. But for the average guy, that's a lot. Like, that's an investment. That's some effort, which is awesome. I'm excited to see. I'm excited to see what you, color you choose.
Yeah. I can tell it, but – or I could just – I'll just wait. I'll post it up on the socials.
We'll do it on the next one.
Yeah. So that's kind of, like, where I'm at and kind of what the next game plan is. And then we'll see how this comp goes. It would be really special to at least win a round, you know, like win one battle, I think. As long as I just drive well. If someone beats me like flat out, then
I got beat. Do you feel like the changes you've made have made it made you a better driver, or has it made the car better so you can better learn the car?
Both. So
okay.
I feel like I'm driving the best that I have ever in my life at this point. And I think a lot of that is I've been, like, listening and watching everything drift-related.
Okay. And, like, so you spent 2020 learning.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So I've spent the past 2 years, like, learning all this stuff, and now I'm trying to apply it.
Okay.
But then the car is, like, we have it set up really, really well. And it's not just me. Like, I have really good friends backing me. You've got, like, Billy telling me all the suspension stuff. You've got JR fabricating things. Chris, like, balances out. Because, like, I'm impulsive sometimes, so I'll be like, oh, Chris, we got to do this. And he's like, that's probably not
like,
the
cool.
good idea.
Why don't you sit your ass down and actually listen to what you're saying?
Yeah, he's like, you should think about that. So with them kind of, like, backing me and stuff. And then
so he plays big brother.
A bit. We bounce bad ideas off of each other. He has a 600 horsepower Supra, so, like, he also makes bad decisions.
I need to meet you, but yeah. Go ahead.
That's
cool, though. Like, you think he's giving you advice that he's gone through himself of – breathe on it for 10 seconds. Let's talk about it.
He's very calculated.
Okay.
And I'm not. And so it works out really well because I'll be like, hey, what do you think about this? And he'll tell me honestly.
So he's the cautiously motivated and you're the impulsive.
Yeah, because I'll just be like, that looks cool. Let's do it.
Jesus, you're me all over again.
And it's like, that looks like that's how I started this. But, you know, then you've got like Ian's going to help me with the body work.
Okay.
Like that's all like his time. Appreciate that. Marlo's going to wrap the car, you know, and appreciate that. Also, I think he's really good, so if anyone ever needs their cars wrapped, hit him up. I can put the link in the thing and hit the button. Oh, wait, this is a podcast, sorry.
Yeah, hit the subscribe link. Oh, wait. Yeah.
Yeah.
He'll put it somewhere in the thing and look at the button thing. Yeah.
Yep. So, you know, it's really cool to have all these people kind of helping. Logan, he came with the US Air. Let me crash at his house, fed me. And then drove with the US Air and took videos the entire day. Helped me change tires. And
so he was your one-man pit crew.
Dude, he was the man.
Like, media and pit crew.
You couldn't ask for a better person to go with. I like linked advanced course in my Miata for the first time. Pulled off the track and he like sprinted over to like congratulate me. And I was like, man, this dude's awesome. Like, how can you ask for anything more with someone coming with you to an event, not even driving?
Yeah, just spectating, just, being your support crew and your pit crew and your crew chief. And
just, like, pumped for you.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So that was, like, you know, again, all these people are, like, with me throughout this experience. It's been really cool.
That's awesome, dude. Congrats. I'm happy to see what you've done. I'm excited to see what you can do the rest of the season and see what your friends and associates and our mutual friends get to do, like... Some of them have already made massive leaps and bounds.
Yeah.
And others have had issues shifting gears, so to speak.
Hey, that's motorsports, right? You know?
Don't shoot me, dude. No, it's cool. Like, that's cars. It's cool to see you guys get out there and see the community get back out there and people getting out and enjoying it, being safe, having fun, companies reaching out to people. So that's awesome. Are you excited for the next event?
Yeah, oh my God. You know, it's like...
Stupid question.
Yeah, it's like just... It's so exciting, man. It's like, what a great time. What a great thing to be a part of.
I mean, that's awesome. I'm super excited. So, along with that, you also have got another surprise to go on with what's changed since then that
yeah.
you teased us with last time.
That's true. So, I think we're talking about the same thing, but
yeah, I hope so.
I've brought upon, or I haven't brought them on. We have joined a new partnership. We'll be working with Jazz Salon out of Glen Ellen.
Oh, there's another one too.
Oh, okay, cool. I'm gonna go. Shout out to
Jazz Salon. Like, I saw the post. I was like, that's fucking awesome. Like, congrats.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
It's like, so excited to be working with these ladies. Like, I haven't got my haircut somewhere besides there in years. So when I like came down with the COVID at one point, I already had long hair, so I missed a haircut, you know, and it was like...
And I know that bothered you beyond means.
Oh, man, my hair, like, when my hair gets really long, it's not cool. Like, some people have cool, long hair, you know? And, like,
Do the old men hair?
No, it, like, grows out, but, you know, like, Krusty the Clown from Simpsons?
No.
No, it goes, like, up in the, like, this way, and then it goes to the sides.
Oh, man.
And that's what it happens, because it's curly, but, like, my hairline's receding a little bit, because age. And so it just looks really bad. So I rocked that for a while because I couldn't make it in to get my hair cut from them.
And what did the ladies say about that?
They laughed.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, man. So I've been getting my hair cut there forever. And, like, I asked them, I was like, hey, like, I'm doing this thing. Would you guys like to be a part of that? And I said, you know, don't say no right away. Like, think about it and get back to me. And they got back to me the next day and they said, we would love to come on board with you.
That's awesome. Congrats, dude.
Thanks.
Another sponsor on. That's awesome. Like, seeing a small business support a small
I'm a small person.
A small
5'10" is small.
A small enthusiast, like a small group, is pretty cool. That's awesome.
Yeah, and you know, and it's like, I would love to work with them because they're great people, and you know, I believe in what they're doing. And every time you walk in there, it's like, oh, Adam, like, how are you? How's everything? Like, how's Sarah? And so it's cool.
It's like seeing family.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
That's good. That's what you want. At least for me, that's what you want, is you want that connection where you feel welcome.
Definitely. And so, you know, I've always been telling people to get their haircut at Jazz Salon for before we were partners, you know, so it was easy. I'm just going to keep doing my thing. And if anyone wants to go down there and check them out, that would be awesome.
Awesome.
485 North Jazz Salon in Glen Ellen.
Illinois.
Sorry, Wisconsin guys. Come down anyway. We'll make a day of it.
I mean, dude, there's enough events down here. They could swing down and check out Chi-Town, whatever, different car groups, and check out downtown, and we'll go for a cruise or have some random dude on a podcast and drink beer.
Heck yeah. I thought it would be really fun to do like a charity haircut.
Dude, for a fact.
You know, we can...
Now, how would you guys go about this? Like, just a random idea.
You know, this, and I like... thought of this because I don't know, I'm always thinking, and some of my ideas are really bad, so I have to ask Sarah. I'll be like, hey, is this stupid? And if she says no, then I go ahead.
You're like, all right, I did good this time. Yeah. Let's go.
Woo-hoo, 1 out of 10. But you know, I was like, wouldn't it be cool to do like a charity haircut, because I can try to bring as many car people down, and if you want to do something crazy like get a mohawk, cool, but if you just want a regular haircut, like, do that too. And we can send some proceeds to, you know, a good charity. I thought that would be a ton of fun. And
that's fantastic. I feel like that's going to really reach out to the community beyond, oh, I don't need a haircut. Oh, but it's just supporting a charity.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm down for that.
And, you know, I pitched this idea to them and they said that they're interested, but we have no details. This is not an announcement. I'm not a financial advisor.
A potential
thing you guys could do. Sometime down the road, I think it would be cool.
Absolutely.
And we could turn like downtown Glen Ellen into like a little mini car show. Without just by people parking. To me, that sounds really cool.
If you're listening to this, please share this just so we can make this happen.
Yeah, share it up. Like, someone
message
me. You're
leaving my lazy ass out there.
Everyone, like, message me on Instagram. If we get, you know, I mean, like, think about it. If we even get, like, 20 people to come do it, that's still a lot of people.
If we'll talk about it later. Yeah. But if you can get 20 likes on this next episode, next post we do, and share it or something, reach out to us. If 20 people reach out to us, I will come out to this event.
Heck yeah.
Like, that's cool though. Regardless, I'm still going to share it and support it. That's awesome. That's a great idea. Whether this happens or another variety of this happens, that's awesome. That'd be cool. It'd be really cool to see downtown Glen Ellen turn into a mini car show, because the variety of vehicles and the variety of vehicles you've seen up there is insane, but to let them just bring the community, different ends of the spectrum of the community, guys who have a $1 million car versus a guy who have $1,000 Honda Civic, who have 15 grand into it.
Yeah.
Or like, some new kid who's got a 2015 Ford Mustang, getting together and enjoying the company.
Yeah, and we're all here, like, you know, all the car people, we're all car people. It doesn't matter if you're like Stance or Time Attack or Drift, you know, we're all car people.
And hold on, there's a Stance and there's Stance.
There's Stance boy.
Stop yourself. I'm sorry.
Side note, I think it would be fun to build a Stance car.
Oh, totally.
Just to piss people cool. off. I think it'd be cool, but whatever. But yeah, everybody like, you know, come hang out, do something for a good cause, and then you're helping a small business as well. Not that they need help, but like
you're growing a community, expanding out
yeah.
word of mouth and marketing for somebody unintentionally. So
yeah, so I think it would be really cool. But yeah, anyway, I'm really pumped to be working with.
That's Jazz. Fantastic.
And also, like the icing on the cake for me is like the Miata is a hairdresser's car, right? That's the joke.
Oh my god!
So I cannot.
I didn't even tie those two together when you mentioned it.
Yeah, I cannot wait to put like salon stickers on my car, because it's gonna be awesome. That's.
I'm so happy for you, dude. That's awesome.
Hell yeah! Like, thanks, man.
Shout out to Rudd. Shout out to is it Jazz Hair Salon?
Yeah, Jazz like the like musical style Jazz.
That's awesome. Shout out to you, Jazz Hair Salon. Thank you guys for supporting Adam. That's awesome. That's pretty cool. I'm extremely excited to see what you guys do and see what the community does with this season now that everybody's out and moving.
Yeah.
Because I feel like we all needed it in a sense. Like
definitely.
I was losing my fucking mind. Like work, home, store, work, home, work, blah, blah, etc. for a year straight. I was losing my brain. Like I need to go see cars run. I need to hear loud noises and bikes and pops and bangs and tire squeals and now that it's out, I'm stuck at work. So.
I mean, but the time will come. My brother, I had a similar thing with my brother. I was like, oh man, like, you know, like I work at College of DuPage as my second job. And
what do you do there?
Oh, I'm their lab supervisor for the auto department.
Oh, no shit. Yeah. Okay.
So, but like...
That's awesome.
Congrats. I was like off. Thank you. I was like off from them. I was like, oh, like my income is down. And he's like, dude, this is the time where you work on your body and you work on your car. And when the other...
Work
the
on money, yourself.
Work on yourself. And then when work comes back, you make your money again. I was like, oh, man, why are you so smart? So like, that's what I did.
You and your logic.
Yeah, you're so smart. And I'm over here like, car parts.
Ooh, turbos.
Yeah.
So what else we got? You did something else big, at least for me big.
I don't think I'm catching it. What happened?
It happens to be with two doors and four wheels.
Oh, I can bring that up. So,
unless you don't want to,
I can. You know what? I teased it last. I teased it last time, but it's not going to be out for a while. So I'll bring it up now, or you'll bring it up, and I'll continue it.
We could always just release it in a different show.
No. Let's do it. So the same week that I partnered up with Rudd's Racing. It was a huge week for me. I bought a Halo car for myself. The deal came up that I couldn't pass up. And, like, I had some money saved. It was going to go towards, like, my Pro-Am and, like, Miata build. But this was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I couldn't say no.
Just so, F it, it's worth it kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. Like, awesome. So I bought a 92 R32 GTST Skyline.
Carl, if you listen to this... This is why I'm so excited about you having an R32.
Let's go.
Carl is a drifter from Australia.
Sick. The Aussies. I would love to go to Australia. Hey, fly me out to Australia so we can drive together.
I made a joke with him on a party chat when he was like, hey, if I show up in Australia one week and I tell you about a couple of days ahead of time, like, can I take it for a spin and go for a ride? He goes, dude, you show up, you can stay here, you can eat some food, and we'll go fucking rip this car beyond means.
Heck yeah. Like,
all right. Huge gearhead.
Sounds awesome.
That's awesome though. That is that like one of your dream car? Like I know you say Halo car. Is that like your dream car?
Yeah. So that was
one of your
years ago. Chris and I were talking, and I was like, "Man, it would be really amazing just to like have a Skyline." And he goes, "Yeah, you know, like blah blah blah. Like when the 34s make it to the States, no one's gonna want the 32s." I was like, "Yeah,
I mean that's exactly true.
It's kind of true."
I still like the 34s though. Don't get me wrong.
I mean, 34s are fire. They're all really cool. But yeah, like it just popped up. And there was an opportunity. I couldn't say no, and I drove it today. You know,
how did that feel? Like, was that just the kid in a candy store? The kid in the toy store. Get whatever you want. It doesn't matter. Free reign of this actually happened. This is mine. This is real.
Yes, and like because it's been in storage because of the winter, and so I haven't been able to drive it very much. But
Like, that had to tease you. Like, you had to be aching.
I was like, it didn't even feel real because, like, I paid this money and then I didn't drive it, right? But, like, you can't drive it and not smile. It's just so much fun because you're on the wrong side. People are looking at you weird if they don't know what it is. And anyone who knows what it is and is, like, excited about it is, like, goes out of their way to, like, give you a thumbs up or something, which is very different because I've always owned cars that are common, right? Like, GTIs, Miata is common. You know, my BMW is a 325i. Like, I've never...
Would you say the typical enthusiast car or new to potentially an enthusiast car? Because the common cars, GTIs, BMW, E-Series...
Oh, they're affordable and they're plentiful.
They're fun.
Yeah, and they're a blast. But I've never had a car where it, like, turns heads like this.
Like...
Yeah, like, I pulled out of the climbing gym because I took it to go to the climbing gym. And I, like, was leaving the lot and someone, like, a Focus ST, like, broke their neck. You know what I mean? Like, trying to turn around and look and follow it. I was like, that's
cool. I broke
my
neck in Indiana. Some dude has got one in Indiana that had I'm going to call it a fart can. I don't know what else he had done, but he had an exhaust on it. I literally snapped my neck, and brother goes, what the fuck? I was like, dude, that's a Skyline.
Yeah.
He goes, what? I was like, the Skyline.
Like, Godzilla.
That is Godzilla. He goes, wait, the one you've always wanted? I was like, yeah, one of the cars I've always wanted. He goes... He almost chased him down in his EcoBoost because the dude can only get up to like 45 because of the speed limit in Indiana. He almost detoured
to go check it out.
Just to go look at it. And the passenger in the car was an Indy fan. He goes, dude, that's fucking sexy. My brother, who does not like cars very much, goes, I'd support that move.
I mean, and it's like, it's so crazy. Just like, you know, right-hand drive shifting. It's cool. All my siblings have been asking me about it.
Now, you have a stick, correct?
Yeah.
Thank God.
No, yeah, so two-door.
The only real car.
Two-door. I think it's 5-speed.
Now, what color is it?
So it's silver.
Oh, God.
So silver. Right now it's on black Sparcos.
Sparco wheels. Don't change that, please.
No, it looks really good. It's the look that it has right now is very, like, track car. Like, tough. It's got a bunch of it's a Type M side skirts, Type M, like, spats on stuff on it, Type M wing.
I'm going to have to see a picture because I don't know what the fuck Type M is. Type M is...
I didn't really know.
More aggressive?
Yeah, they're pretty aggressive. Okay. It's cool.
So Civic Type R styling. Okay. I'm fucking with you.
It's a Civic.
No, it's cool. Like, you seem so overjoyed. Like,
you know, I never... If you had told me that I would get my hands on one, I never would have believed you just because they're rare and, like, the ones that come up are, like, so expensive.
It's a dream come true once in a lifetime. Like, you couldn't believe it until you drove it. Even though it was at your garage, like, getting in, turning it on,
yep,
with your plates on and driving it first time is just like, this actually happened.
Yeah. And it still, like, sometimes doesn't totally register. It's at my parents' house because I don't have space for it in my place.
No, it's safe. It's safe.
It's safe. It's in the garage. You know, don't look them up. Don't find it. But
please, if you do, let me know, and I'm just going to ask him anyways.
But yeah, it's like, and I'll never get one for that price again. I'm not going to say how much I paid for it.
No, don't.
I'm not even
going to ask that.
It was cheaper than, you know, one might think. And I'll never find one for that price. But that being said, it is a 28-year-old car.
There's things that are going to have to get fixed.
Yeah. Like, it was modified in Japan. It was modified when it got here.
Hold on.
Like,
modified in Japan and modified in America or any other country is a different story when it comes to a Skyline or a Supra. Or I'm going to say a JDM car. Very few people outside of Japan modify it because they have modifications that... Oh, that itches. Sorry, dry skin. They have stuff like Blitz on ready, like we have fucking Spectre.
Right.
Or Scepter, whatever that auto's like. They have that on the store shelves.
They have really cool stuff over there, and the car shows it. So it has like a Gretti intercooler and a Gretti radiator.
What the
Which is like so cool.
That's super nostalgic too, because like you're like, this, like, had Gretti when Gretti was the shit.
Exactly.
Like, and I'm still a fan of Gretti, don't get me wrong. Like,
but in like the heyday of like that stuff, someone spent big money to put a Gretti front end cooling system on this.
That's insane. Like,
it's so cool.
So you, dude, that's fantastic. Congratulations. High five.
Yeah. Got it.
No, awesome. Oh, they fucking hurt. I like smacked that, your hand and came ring. Back, went to sit, and I just smacked my elbow on this chair because I haven't sat here in like a month.
Yeah.
So my one question is, as an enthusiast, if you could change buying this car for anything that has occurred so far, would you change that buying that car? Or would you buy that car regardless because that is something you always wanted to do?
I mean, I think...
Like, would you rather go Pro-Am or own that car?
I think I made the decision.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I just car. Mean, like, after owning it, after driving having it for a little bit, like, there's some guys who buy the vehicle,
and they're fuck,
maybe I shouldn't have bought it. I could have gone to Pro-Am, but you achieved a milestone in your life. Like, that's something you've always wanted to do.
This is... So when, like, I'm a firm believer of, like, kind of seeing where opportunity goes. Like, that's how I got my BR6. That's how I got my first Miata. Is it was like, they just popped up and they're like, hey, do you want to buy this? And I was like, yeah. So,
I need to be more like you. It's
I just tell people, I'm like, if you ever want to sell that, let me know. And then, like, that's how I got the Miata. It's like 5 years later. They're like, hey, you still want to buy it? It's like, yep.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah. So,
congrats to you again. Like,
no, thanks. But, like, I definitely would buy this again. And
can I please go for riding this car someday?
Yeah, of course. I was like, gonna bring it today, but I told you it didn't have gas in it, and I couldn't get the gas.
Once you get comfortable with the car, I'm a fair drive from him, so it's a not significant, but in terms of taking a new car that you just bought that is 28 years old, it's a significant drive.
Yeah, that's a until it like we go through it from front to back. Like I'd be a little scared to go like 40 something minutes away from my safe zone.
Unless I had a truck and trailer, then if I had a truck and trailer, like bring it down, we'll have a bag.
Do sitters, like
we'll just rip the tires off it. Now, what trim is that one? Because I know some Skyline guy is gonna be, whoa, what trim is it? It makes a difference.
It's like not the it's not a GTR, so it's not all wheel drive.
GTS.
So GTST. So it's the
now, what is that?
Six cylinder, like the inline six turbo. So it's an RB20.
Versus
RB26. I think it's an RB. It's a 25 or 20. I don't know exactly. I'm not like I don't know all.
But the bigger RB.
Yeah, like the bigger, better one that everyone swaps in. That's the GTR. But this one's rear wheel drive.
Okay, so this is the more commonly found one.
Correct.
I think I would own, being it's an R32 for me. If it's R33 or an R34, I have to get a GTR. Because that's what I learned them as. But just owning that chassis in general, I don't give a fuck. It's a rear-wheel drive NA. I want that car.
It's cool.
Just kidding. It's got to be a GTST.
Because, like, this one will be sweet because I can drift it.
Oh, God. And we're not... Actually, that's Carl's exact trim. I think it's I think he has a 93.
Okay, yeah.
GTST, 92. Either his... If you ever see me post about your face, 2020... he's from Australia. That's the drifted dude. I was mentioning to you a while back about finding more about. So you would nothing. You would that would be the purchase. Like, your lady's okay with it. You're okay with it. Has she gone for a ride yet?
No. She drove behind me when we moved it from.
How did one she store feel?
She was like, "It's weird seeing you on the other side." You know, because you drive behind someone, their head's on the passenger side, right? So
they're like, questioning everything, like everything in life for a moment, like he's on the right side, I'm on the left side, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah.
Are you gonna take her for a spin?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I'm excited to take her out. Plus, like, it's got other goodies. Like, it's got like a Nismo, like S-tune, I don't know, Nismo suspension and Nismo sway bars on it.
Oh, but so it's I would call it factory decked.
Yeah, like I would consider those things OEM Plus, and I don't know if they came...
Sorry, yeah, thank you, OEM Plus.
Yeah, I don't know if they came factory with that car. I don't know enough.
The only reason I'm going to say yes, or they had an aftermarket option, where Greddy worked with somebody like Toyota, because I see a lot of Toyota MR2s, or Supras, or Celicas with Greddy intercooler and intakes, you know, Greddy intercooler and cooling systems, you know, XMX... company or Blitz tuners. Every mid-90s Japanese car has a Blitz tuner.
Yeah.
And the nice part is a lot of those were, as far as I understand, a factory or a factory accepted option. But either way, it's stateside. It's 28 fucking years old and you have your dream car.
Yeah, it's so cool.
Congrats. Thanks, oh man. My god. I want to see this car so bad. Like, I will call off of work one day just to sit there and have a beer and grill out and look at this car. I don't care. I could sit there and stare at the car and read a book all day and have coffee and tea in my hand, and I would watch it all day.
It's really cool. Like, you know that where you, like, park your car and you keep looking back at it?
You break
your
neck looking
at it. That was, like, me going into the climbing gym. I was like, damn, I drove a Skyline here. Like, that was sick. Because it hasn't, you know, I've driven it, like, 6 times because I bought it, like, basically right as winter started. So I haven't even gotten to, like, stretch my legs with it.
Do you plan on taking that up to a GLD event?
Yeah.
If you can, like, trailer it up there, even if it's on the beginner course, just to see what it does.
Oh, for sure. Like, not...
Please don't hit a wall.
No, that's the good thing about a skid pad. It's like...
Also, the beginner's is a skid pad?
GLD is a skid pad, but, like, okay. US Air is the one with all the walls and stuff. I don't know if I would take it to US Air, but, like, I don't want to run tandem with it at this point.
I might cry.
Right. It's like, because when, you know, I was the one, I think I said this last time, like, if you get in a tandem course, like, you are saying, if you hit my car, it's okay. You know, and that's not okay with the Skyline.
Not that. But like, that's a solo display.
Yeah, it's a solo, but I'll go out there, and I would love to do some, like, laps in it, because I would love to know what it's like.
Oh, for sure, just to say you did it.
Yeah, and, like, I don't want to put the car in the garage and drive it, like, once a month.
Oh, okay.
I want to, like, be able to drive the car.
You want to enjoy it. You want to, like, if you want to let other people experience the joy you have, because for me, I could see a 1959 Corvette, say 1960 Corvette, or a 2015 Mustang, and I can go, I appreciate the car. It could be anything. Or a 1992 Skyline.
Yeah.
And go, holy fuck, I will geek out more over a Skyline than a Corvette.
Yeah.
Every day.
You bought it to drive it. You know, it's cool to have, but I don't know. I had my GTI sitting in storage for a long time, and it was frustrating because I just never drove it.
The blow-off valve right there. Just fucking off.
But yeah, like, I'm going to drive it. I'm excited. What was a little bit, you know, tough, the decision basically was, like, the money that I used to purchase that I had saved for Pro-Am. Like, that was my Pro-Am money that had been pulled aside.
Did you second-guess it after purchasing it, or at any point up to now? Have you second-guessed it at all, or is it just, I don't give a fuck, this is worth it? Like,
it was more, like, I talked to my wife
like
about
it. Like I said, I know I mentioned, did you second-guess before, but, like, as far as Pro-Am goes, like, was there a second-guess on you or your wife's half?
Yeah, for me it was tough, because, like, you know, Pro-Am is still a goal, and I still want
to
reach that. But I'm looking at it, and I'm like, you know, I have this chance to buy a really, really rare car that I've wanted. But I also, you know, what's your childhood dream is before knowing Skyline, before knowing that
you
stuff.
You
want
to be
like
a pro driver.
Pro driver. And, like, so I'm looking at these things. And I talked to my wife about it, and I was like, this is the situation I'm in. And she was
what
like,
what do you think?
She's like, listen, you could push off Pro-Am a year, but you may never get another shot at one of these.
I mean, I agree. Like, you can... It sucks. You're like, you're sitting there for a sec going, fuck, I could be Pro-Am this year, but you could wreck your car on the first run. But now you've got a GT, you've got a Skyline.
Yeah. And now that I look at it too, it was probably for the best because I can use this whole year and maybe like a chunk of next year and like run competitions. So, you know, this Hyperfest, Drift Indy Street League or Street League Light, if I can make it down there a couple of times and like really get comfortable in a competition sense before I like walk into the big leagues and try to like take on Pro-Am cars that have 700 horsepower
for sure,
400 horsepower Miata when that happens.
All right, so for you would consider a 600-700 horsepower car big competition when I would walk in going, you are big competition, you've done this. Do you feel like experience, do you feel like the, for me, new, a novice to this, I've never drifted, I want to go, we will have an episode about us going drifting.
Yeah. I'm also really excited to record that episode.
I'm fucking stoked, dude.
It's gonna be soon.
You're gonna hear me stupid giddy and talking like I usually do, but except probably a whole lot of holy fucks, I have to go buy a car, or hey guys, I bought a car. But are you nervous for that transition when you get there? Or are you glad you made this decision to? I know I've asked this a few times. Of are you glad you bought the car? But I'm more asking from the perspective of an enthusiast. Of are you glad you purchased this vehicle and prevented yourself from going Pro-Am so you could experience a having a Skyline, and B, allowing yourself, my theory, let me ask a question, then I'll say my theory. Allowing yourself to fully adjust your car as you modify it. So my theory is, if you buy a car, you should run the vehicle bone stock. If you do suspension, run the car multiple times. If you do brakes, run the car multiple times. And learn and know your car, how it adjusts. So if something's fucked up, I should say politically correct, if something's incorrect, if something falls out of alignment, if something falls out of nature, of what it's out of spec, we'll say, of what it should be, are you glad you did that so you can learn your car as you build it instead of just going from a 100 horsepower uncaged eBay coilover shitty tire car to, not saying your tires were shitty, but
no, they were.
I mean, for entry level, they were good tires. For an enthusiast, heavy enthusiast that is going pro-am, they were shit tires. Like, I'll admit, I could have nice tires for me, but they might be totally shit tires to somebody who does circuit racing all day. Are you glad you made that decision to allow yourself to grow and adapt and progress at a more progressive rate?
Yeah, I think so. And, like, I'm aiming at competitions because, like, that's the goal. I love doing, like just fun drifting, but what I find is that the harder things that I try, the more I push myself, and the more that I learn, so the better I get.
So can I interrupt you real quick? When you say you're aiming more at competitions, I'm used to, I guess, the more test and tune sessions that I see. Are there competitions at the same time as test and tunes? Like some of these events at like GLD, US Air, etc. Like, are there nights that are more competitive, or are there the competitive sessions stuffed in with the open test and tune, or etc.?
So, like, GLD doesn't do competitions. What Brad and Austin have made there actually works out amazing, and has worked great for me, is they've made a place where a great community to come drive at low cost and, like, hone your skills. And I feel like, you know, like, Logan and myself are pretty good examples of this, where, like...
What do they run? I don't know who these guys are, but what do they run?
So it's like the Great Lakes Dragway Test and Tune.
Okay, so they those are the guys I always hear stories about.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, cool. Like, awesome.
They, if you ask them, they're not going to put on any competitions.
Thanks, Long Arms. There you go. Thanks, bud.
And that's not their goal. Their goal is to have a great community where you can come to drive. It's cheap. It's fun. And, like, you can progress as a driver. And it worked great. So, like, for me, I drove there for 2 years. I went up to US Air, and I was able to like... You know, with the horsepower link, both tracks and drive advanced, I can now drive any intermediate advanced at US Air.
All right, so listening to you say this, I'm going to think of as a listener, at least somebody like me who I think I have questions as I listen. Is this the kind of event, are these the kind of guys who host the kind of events where I could come in, a new enthusiast that is, I'm going to say, I don't sense a shit. I have dick shit experience on driving, but I have a rear-wheel drive car that I've never been out there. Is this the kind of event that you said somebody like you goes, hey, I'm really nervous, or I go out there and I fuck up and spin out, and you go, why don't you hop in? Hey, you know, can I drive your car? Let me show you a few things, or let me watch you drive.
Yep.
This is the more welcome, friendly, beginner friendly. Like,
you're right on the right.
Don't be ashamed to come out and say, hey, I need help.
Go out there, and if you spin out every time, well, I mean, you know, ask someone for help, but like. That's okay.
After the first one, I'm like, all right, hey, yeah, how did I fuck up?
But, like, don't be nervous to go out there at GLD, because
awesome.
That's what it's there for, is, like, I've never done this, go there. And now, then, like, get a season pass and drive for, like, 15 times a year, and you'll get better.
No, for sure. Like, I feel like motorsport, as males, I'm not pulling politicalness or theories or whatever, but as a male, you have a pride. As a human being, you have a pride. And going up to somebody going, and you might be that guy in your group who's good at street driving, but going, I'm in a different, you know, what do they call it? A different sector than I'm used to. I'm afraid to have, I don't want to get made fun of.
Right.
Like, as a society, we're used to, I'm gonna, like, me, I could walk in there and I go, I need help, and I'm thinking, fuck, are they going to make fun of me? Because these guys have been... Like, it could be somebody... I could walk to you or Ross or Royce and go, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Show me how to get better.
And it can be intimidating because, like...
That's what I mean. For me, it's as a guy who's more for some of my groups, I'm more of the hands-on, Keo knows what the fuck he's doing, to going to, I don't know what I'm doing. Show me, teach me, help me. I'm lost. What are the kid, fuck, I'm lost, help me.
Right.
And like, you know what I mean? Like, is that the kind of place to go where, for somebody who's Midwest, that yeah, can man. Go, I need help.
I think go there. And everyone's like super cool, but it can be intimidating because like, you watch some of the guys, like there's some pretty, you know, not all the time, but there's some like pretty powerful cards that come out to GLD. And like they shred the course and stuff, and you look at it and like
I've seen a few Snapchat.
Yeah, they're like partying, man.
What are you doing out here?
Yeah, well, but that's the other thing too, is it's a great spot to test stuff. Like,
sure. Is this a good way to network?
I think so. I know I've met so many people at GLD.
Awesome.
Just tons of people. But it set me up great for US Air. So when I went to US Air, I was like 100% comfortable with my car. I knew what it was gonna do.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and so it worked out really well, and then I drove well, and I think really based on my experience 2 years of driving, you know, I think in those 2 years I did like, you know, 30-something events. Last year alone was like 400-something laps.
30 events?
Yeah, and it's because it's like...
That's more than most people I see doing a career.
All right, and you have to commit. Like, I committed a lot of time and a lot of money to like getting better at this, and it pays off. Yeah, man. But I think it... You know, but then again, you go up to USA and you drive well, and it's all worth it because that's a real track. That's where guys from Japan have come over to drive. But when I was at US Air, you know, I was felt like I was driving well, yeah, but I knew I wasn't driving.
8 short arms. That was as far as I could physically reach.
I could lean forward.
If anybody looked wants a visual, it is a T-Rex trying to hand a pen across a 6-foot table.
yeah. But no, so no. Like you get up there, and I knew I was driving well because I could feel it.
Yeah.
But I was like, I could do better. So I asked one of the guys, one of the staff members, I'm like, hey, man, I'm on advanced course. I'm like, hey, like, can you watch me and tell me what I'm doing wrong or what I'm doing better or what I could be doing better? And he gave me tips. And he's like, oh, like, try the handbrake right here. I'm like, my handbrake doesn't work. He's like, does it work or is it like,
not
oh, like it's
fully not working to your spec?
Yeah. And I was like, well, I can't initiate with it. It's not tight enough. Not that I initiate with it anyway, but like, you know, so I figured it wouldn't work. He's like, use it at angle. It'll work. So I did. And lo and behold, my handbrake works.
Would angle be where you're slightly applying pressure, or is it just enough to get that extra 2 degrees you need?
So it's like, so the way that I used it is when you're already sideways,
okay,
you can just rip the handbrake for a second, and it will just float the back end a little bit more.
Okay.
Because if you're coming in a little bit shallow, you pull the handbrake, and then instead of like dive bombing, it kicks the back end out just a little. But it was strong enough to keep it at angle, and I never thought that it would.
Like,
the first time I ever used my handbrake ever was on advanced course at US Air.
Fucking awesome.
It was crazy. It was like all thanks to me asking a question and this guy giving me a really good piece of advice that helped me out tremendously.
Well, that's fantastic. We're running about a minute. I'm fucking there today.
We're a minute into this podcast.
About an hour and 20 minutes. We're going to cut this so people have something to listen to. We're going to come back with the next episode with more detail. But anyways, guys, Adam, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, for sure, man. I'm happy to be here.
Go ahead, please.
Yeah. You want me to like plug some stuff?
Plug away, plug dude. Away. Fucking plug right. away. So, we got some reach outs to do and I got some contacts to make and, some work to do. So
reach out. So let me just, you know, first thing, Rudd's Racing, you know, I'm very happy to be working with them. So follow them on the socials. Just search Rudd's Racing, RUDZ Racing. They respond really quick.
Now, real quick, for those who don't know, where are they located?
They're located in Union Grove, Wisconsin.
For somebody like me who doesn't know small towns, are they near Elkhart?
I don't know where Elkhart is.
So, about an hour inside of the border.
Okay, they're like an hour north of Chicagoland.
So Madison area.
You know where Kenosha is? Right past Kenosha.
Oh no shit! Okay, yeah,
they're
cool.
Like you hit Kenosha and then you like start getting ready to take your exit.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so they're super close to Chicagoland.
Friendly guys, really nice to talk to. So what I've seen, so
yeah, super nice guys, really knowledgeable, good work. Hit them up. Also, Jazz Salon, get your haircut over there. They're located in Glen Ellyn, Illinois. Been getting my haircut there for years. Those are the people.
Look out for a short Asian dude walking in with a stupid smile on his face. Yeah. But hey, Adam sent me here.
You tell him, dude. If you guys go in there, tell him that I sent you. It would be really cool because you know, I would love to help them out a little bit.
Oh, absolutely. Adam B. Racing. Should they mention that, or should they mention just Adam? Because I know they may have a few Adams.
Oh, whatever. Just tell them Adam came in from...
The adorable, handsome Adam sent you.
Oh, my gosh. If you tell them that, they're going to laugh real hard, so do that.
hey, it's a good way to make a lady smile.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, follow them on the socials. If you guys want to send me a follow, adam.b.racing, always down. If you have interesting questions, maybe I can help. Maybe not. You might know more than me. So
it's a good way to connect. Anybody else you want to connect? Who are those guys that host the GLD events?
Brad and Austin. So on Facebook, if you go to GLD Drifting, search that, and then you can get in touch with them.
Expect a message from me personally, at least the podcast, because I have no shame.
Yeah, no. Hey, Brad, Austin, if you guys want to come on the podcast, let me know. That would be a ton of fun. I'll buy food.
Hope you like beer or whiskey. Or bourbon.
Something. Whatever it takes to get you guys down
I'll
here.
Go out and buy your favorite tea from wherever. I don't care. Like, come on, have fun. We'd love to have you. That's awesome, though. Like, you've got some connects there, man. I like it.
You know, I'm trying, man. I spend enough time at the track. So, also, let me just quick thank my wife for letting me do all this stuff.
Thank you for letting him come on. I appreciate it personally.
She is always there supporting me.
We should have the lady on one day and talk about...
I told her she should come with, but... She didn't want to come this time, so.
Sometime, now that it was getting nicer, maybe she'll hear this. I would appreciate you coming on, hear you make fun of Adam, hear him make fun of you.
She would do that very well.
I also want to hear about what you do and how you've impacted his journey.
Yeah, no.
It seems pretty impactful. He's mentioned you a lot on and off podcasts that I would love to hear the story, so.
Yeah, she is definitely what helps me get through all of this, so. Big thumbs up to my wife.
All right, guys. We'll catch you guys next time. Adam, if they want to reach you, where do they get you at?
Hit me on the Instagram. It's the easiest way. Adam.b.racing.
Me, STTG Podcast.
Yeah, what am I doing? Let's plug this podcast, man.
Personally, me, shout out hearing the podcast on Rudd's Racing and a few others. Shout out to you guys. Anyways, take care. We'll catch you guys next time. Deuces.
Later.